It's time to get your yard fall ready. The Home Depot is here with quality products and the right advice to prepare your outdoor space for cooler weather. We have everything you need to keep your lawn looking healthy, from top lawn care products and powerful outdoor equipment to expert tips on fall maintenance, landscaping, and tidying up. Keep your outdoor space looking its best with help from the Home Depot.
Jeff Shepherd from Family Wealth Group. Good morning, Jeffrey.
Hey, Jack. Good morning, sir.
How'd the Rockets do this weekend?
We lost on Friday. Lost on Friday. We're 0-2. So close. We've had two really close games. But we play again tonight and play against the Brooklyn Nets tonight in Houston. So hopefully we can get things kicked off with a win tonight.
I believe you will. I just believe.
Hope so.
Yeah. All right. So what's going on this morning, sir?
Oh, well, a big weekend. I'm sure you've been talking about football. And
oh,
then,
yeah.
You know, the Kentucky basketball team kicked off the exhibition season.
What'd you think?
Very impressive win. Very impressive. It was, number one, just fun to watch the energy that the guys have. Lots of talent. They look really good, and everybody I've been talking to from a fan perspective is...
Everyone knows the legend of D.B. Cooper, but what if I told you there's an even better story out there? One with multiple aircraft hijackings, prison escapes, and so many twists and turns. I'm talking about the hit podcast American Skyjacker, which is now an action-packed documentary coming to theaters and streaming this fall. Find out more at www.americanskyjacker.com and listen to the bonus episode of the podcast on October 7th. American Skyjacker. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Hey, it's Dennis Quaid here. There's a pressing issue that still needs attention, the state of our retirement savings. We're dealing with $36 trillion in debt, and the interest on that debt is now greater than our entire defense budget for the first time in history. And with global tensions still high, it's more important than ever to help secure your financial future. That's why I partnered with a great company, Goldco, who is offering you a free copy of their Gold and Silver Kit. The kit contains vital information to help you navigate the current economic landscape and offers strategies to help you protect your life savings. Get a free Gold and Silver Kit to get the facts and make a decision that's right for you and your family by calling 855-GOLD-IRA. You may even qualify for free bonus silver plus a free Ronald Reagan silver coin. Call 855-GOLD-IRA. That's 855-GOLD-IRA.
Just incredibly excited about absolutely.
Good.
So, going to be a fun team to pull for and watch. So, thankful for that. We had a Family Wealth Group event on Saturday, and one of the things that I was thinking about this morning is just a reminder on beneficiaries. So when you think about different accounts and making sure that your beneficiaries are set up properly, there are ways, even on checking and savings accounts, CDs, those type banking accounts, if you want to make things very simple from a beneficiary standpoint, is you want to set up POD, payable on death. That will allow at the owner's passing for that money to avoid the probate process, avoid the court process, and transfer directly to the entity that you name as payable upon death. So if you want it to go to a person, if I want my daughter to receive money in my bank account upon my death, I have to proactively set that up most of the time. A lot of times a bank or a credit union is not going to be very proactive in asking you to who you want that who you want POD set up for. a lot of times that is something that you have to request, or you go back in once an account is set up and put that on there. But that is a way to allow that to occur directly to someone else. A brokerage account, if you take some bank money and you decide to open up an account with a Fidelity or an Edward Jones or a Charles Schwab or Merrill Lynch or whoever you work with, and you want to put transfer on death, TOD, that allows those assets that are in that investment account to transfer to whoever you want that to go to once you pass away. One of the biggest things is if you have a transfer in your 401k, so say you're working for an employer and one of two things happens. Either you decide to go to a new employer, or sometimes your employer will change the custodian. This years ago with a very large employer in Central Kentucky. They were working with a custodian. That custodian's name was Mercer, and Mercer was the person that managed their 401k. And the company decided they were going to leave Mercer and transfer the 401k to Fidelity, which is fine. But what happened is when they transferred from Mercer to Fidelity, the beneficiaries that the employees set up at Mercer did not transfer over to Fidelity. And so once an employee looked at their Fidelity account, if they did not go into their Fidelity account manually and add the beneficiary, and it didn't have a beneficiary. And if a 401k does not have a beneficiary and you pass away, then it goes to your estate, and your estate is dealt with in the court system instead of transferring directly to a beneficiary. So there's a few things that need to be done, that need to be reviewed, in our opinion. And that was one of the big things we talked about at our event on Saturday, just making sure that when you're looking and inventorying all of the different accounts that you have, that beneficiaries are set up, they're set up like you want them to be set up, and that piece is checked off of the list, and you have peace of mind and knowing that that's all taken care of.
Let me ask you this. If you've got your beneficiaries in order in terms of insurance, life insurance, is it necessary to even have that mentioned in the will?
No, it's not.
In fact, you don't want it mentioned in the will.
Yeah. I mean, I would, you know, get absolute confirmation on that depending upon your plan with an attorney. But,
sure. But
you know, let me say it this way. What we just talked about goes before your will. So if I do TOD, POD, if I have a life insurance policy, and the beneficiary is my wife, and I have beneficiary accounts on my retirement accounts, all of that transfers outside of the will.
Okay.
So it transfers outside of the court system. So that's a great point. So all of that goes, and then things that don't have beneficiary designation will look at my will, or if I have a trust or that kind of thing, and have to be dealt with in the court system.
Okay.
So great point.
How do folks get a hold of you, sir?
859-309-0349. Website, TheFamilyWealthGroup.com.
I hope you have a great week. Jeff, we'll talk to you on Friday.
Okay, Jack. Have a great week. Thank you, sir.
Time right now is 6:44 at 97.3 FM WVLK. Here's the three-day forecast, and it is a wet week, and the rain is on its way just to the south and west of us right now. Light rain today, 59. Tonight, rain 49. Tomorrow, light rain and 58. On Wednesday, light rain and 54. And on Thursday, rain and 52. I keep looking out my window here to see if it started, and it has not. Cloudy skies and 50 at your official weather station, 97.3 FM, WVLK, 590 AM, and streaming on all your smart devices everywhere. Time right now, I see I'm in the Halloween spirit. Time right now is 6:44.